Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome to another evening of Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophet Ellen Bynum. God bless you all, those that are in the switchboard and those that are listening live to this broadcast via internet. I greet you with all the love and definitely the love of Christ to all that is listening live. Thank God for yet another day. He has kept us all to be able to join together, even on this hour, to hear what God has to speak on this hour. Again, if you're joining me for the first time, I can promise you that you will definitely receive something from the Lord on this broadcast tonight. Let me just get these announcements out the way so I can see really how God is calling me to move tonight. Friday, January 29th, I'll be bringing forth a word here on Prophecy Night. Our title, You Are Called, But Are You Committed? And on Monday, February 15th, we'll have missionary John Ennis to come and bless us Monday night, Prophecy Night, on a subject, Are There Kings in the Kingdom? And then starting in the month of March, every Wednesday here at Prophecy Night will be Relationship Night. You can call in with your questions. And I also will be doing prophecies as well on Wednesday night. And then for the month of April, every Friday night only for the month of April, I'll have a small portion of Company of Prophets that will prophesy to you all and bring forth the word of the Lord concerning your life and what God wants to do in your life. So I know it's going to be a blessed time in the Lord, and I know definitely you will enjoy it as well. So I pray that you'll all be here live with me on those mentioned days. God bless you, Mary Co 347. How are you this evening?
God bless you, Prophet Vine. I'm doing fine, praise God. Getting a little snow, but thank God that ABC is full.
Oh, wow, so it's snowing by you already?
Yes, it started early, but in some areas stuck, in some areas not. You know how it is here. If it's 20 degrees, it takes a whole lot of cold weather for it to stay on the ground long. But the
right.
Bad weather coming in tomorrow night. But I'm thanking God just to be in the midst of it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't got any snow as of yet. I'm Mother Teresa, so we got to see what God is going to say and what God is going to do.
Yeah.
If there's anything I can bless you with tonight.
I have been looking into some things personally, you know, with the home in Elizabethtown, and I just, you know, praying to God that things go through, and I just a headache out of my head, but I'm going to leave it. Yes. And other than anything else, I thank God.
Well, I can tell you for a fact to have everything to flow the way that you want it to, all you just have to do, really, is just follow the proper proportion and doing what's necessary, referring to the home. So if you know the home needs A, B, and C, take care of that A, B, and C, and then you shouldn't have any problems in doing so. But remember, everything is a process.
Yes, it is.
Everything is a process.
Yes,
so
it is.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Overnight.
But just be mindful,
right,
and prayful.
Yes.
That God is able,
yes,
you know, to work it out. you know, for the way he sees things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So definitely have patience on that, because all of that is a whole mix up. So let things just fall in order, and God will definitely do the rest.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Was there anything else? Was there anything else before seven?
No. Well, thank God for you. Thank God for the prophecy I received.
Yes. Is there a testimony? Anything you would like to share with the listeners as well as myself?
I just thank God for another day and how good he's been to me. And this old folks can say he's been better to me than I've been to myself. And I really don't have any complaints, you know. I just thank God. Most of all, I just thank God for my grandson, who was ordained not too long ago as a deacon, because that's a soul, the devil's soul he had. And having a praying mother and a grandmother and praying friends, God reached out and picked him up. And I thank him pretty God for that. So that's let you young folks know, any young man or woman on the phone, no matter what you're going through, don't give up. You hold on to God and change your hand, he will bring you through.
That's so true, Mother Teresa. So true.
Yes,
so with that
Lord.
Being said, you be blessed. And it's always good to hear from you. And,
thank you.
If I need you, I know I have you on the other side.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you. All right. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Every call 701.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, every call 701?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. How can I be a blessing to you on this evening?
I was just calling to listen, actually, but you'll answer a question?
Oh, yeah. You call into the show. You do receive your prophecy. Whatever the Lord has to say concerning you, your life, your ministry, or whatever's going on.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me anything about what comes to you? Anything that comes to you?
Anything that comes to me. Okay, rather than anything that God speaks to me concerning you. One thing I definitely want to talk to you about is schooling. Schooling. Are you in school at this time or planning to go to school?
Okay, well,
I want to talk to you about schooling. If you ever consider it, this year is a good time for you to move ahead as far as with your schooling and your work and to educate yourself greater. The second thing I want to speak to you about is living condition. I don't know if you're sharing an apartment or a place with someone, or if you're living with someone, or you live alone, or expecting to leave or move from where you're at. As I see another place, and I see you there also. I'm not sure what all of that is about, but were you considering moving, or were there a situation where you live at now?
No. I mean,
okay.
Everything seems fine.
Okay. Well, again, everything does not have to be now. It can also be in God's perfect timing. So I want you just to keep all of these things in mind, because you never know what is it that God wants to do for you as well.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you
is it
so
anything?
Much.
You're welcome. Is there anything specific that you want to share?
Well, I'm just wondering, I guess, will I meet my significant other?
Okay, now let me tell you why the prophet asked you that. Because sometimes when people do receive prophecy, I know if I want to receive a prophecy, I'm hoping and praying that is something that I want to hear. And as far as relationship is concerned, where you are involved, there's still, how can I say it, there's still some hidden agendas from your past and your present that you have to work out from within you. You understand what I'm saying? Without disclosing that personal information. And I need you to work on that. And one of the importancy that's going to be for you this year is going to be school and relocation. I spoke about apartment. So just from those two things alone, it's further that happy man to come into your life. You need a man of God to come into your life, someone who has an image of Christ himself. Now, I can tell you 50,000 men can come if that's what you want. But if you want a man that's going to lead into being a man of God and being your husband, then I would recommend that you wait in God for that to happen. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and this is your first time listening to the show, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, as always, thank you for calling into the show, and just keep us updated to what's going on in your life, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Take care.
Okay. God bless. Thank you for calling to the show. Yes, God bless you. Thank you for calling to the show.
Oh, thank you.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine, you?
Okay, how can I be a blessing to you this evening? Or how God can be a blessing to your life?
Well, I was just wondering whatever, it said prophecy night, so, you know, I want to give a call and see.
Yeah, but what specifically that you want to know? Right, but what is specifically that you want to know?
Relationship.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I'll be having Relationship Wednesday starting in March every Wednesday, so that should be a blessing. Are you in a relationship now as we speak?
No.
Well, okay. But I also can tell you that there are several relationships I see here. So that means you had more than a few. You had quite a few, but things, unfortunately, didn't work out. And I'm sure that you're looking for something that's going to be more stable, correct?
Actually, no.
You don't want a stable relationship?
I want a stable relationship, but you said it was quite a few relationships.
Well, I'm assuming that you had more than one, two, or three male friends in your life, whether they were close friends, whether they were relationships, whether there was male companions where you liked each other. I'm sure you had some connection with male friends throughout your life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Okay. Well, in regards to relationship, it's going to really depend upon what you want and how bad you want it. See, there's a different thing in having a relationship and then being content with whatever you're looking for in that relationship. I'm not seeing where you want a deep, serious relationship that's going to lead to marriage. I don't see that. What I'm seeing that if you can find someone that's going to love you and respect you, and of course you do things together and all that other good stuff, that seems to work for you. And I'm just saying to you, as a woman of God with experience, those are not the best kind of relationships. You know, you want a solid foundation. You want something, sister, that's going to hold a great integrity, standard, power, strength, security. You want all of these things. So the relationship that you're seeking right now, I don't see where you're looking for something serious and deep with the male companion.
Okay.
And I'm just saying to you, just so that you understand, I'm just saying to you, I could talk to you all night about those relationships, but as a young woman and a beautiful woman that you are, I want you to want more for yourself. And that way you'll find a male companion that will come in with the intentions of not just want to be with you or not just want to sleep with you, but someone who loves you for who you are.
Okay.
And that's the word of the Lord for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God, thank you, and God bless you for calling into the show. God bless you, area code 601.
Hello?
Yes, hi, area code 601.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm okay. How can I be a blessing to your life today or your ministry?
Okay, yes, ma'am. We're believing God. Me and my husband are pastors, and so we're believing God for supernatural debt cancellation on our building and land, our church, and also direction for ministry this year. So that's what we're, you know, that's what I would like to give to you tonight.
Okay, you say managing or manager?
Debt cancellation for our church land, and then direction for our ministry.
Okay, I thought you said managing. Let me just say something to you. You and your husband do not have anything to work out. Everything that you all have been trusting God and praying for God for, including debt cancellation, and it's for the ministry-wise, God will speak to you and your husband, because you both have been faithful, and God has seen your faithfulness is further referring to ministry and the things that you want God to do in your life. So as far as I'm saying, it is already done.
Praise God. Amen.
And you just got to believe it. It's already done. And God has a way to bring the financial blessings into the storehouse of the church, where what was once so much money is now zero balance. So you know that we serve a big, awesome God that can do all things.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You are a woman, and you and your husband is a man that believe in God, that lives by the word of God, and most of all, have faith and trust in God. You all have these things. So basically what I'm telling you, you don't even need this prophecy. And that's a good thing. Because that means that the relationship you and your husband have together, and then to have with the Lord, God has already really heard your prayer. But let me tell you what I'm seeing. Elevation for you in the church. Elevation for you. Okay? Elevation.
Ma'am.
Elevation for you. I don't need to know your position now, but I know wherever you're at now, God is going to move you higher. So get ready, because it will be this year that God moves in your life.
Amen. Praise
okay.
God. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes. And we thank God for you. God bless you as well.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. And we called 516-601. I'm sorry. God bless you. I'm going to be praying for you as well. I want to talk to area code 516, so I want you to stay on the line. But before I open the phone line to area code 516, let me just say something. And this is to everybody in the call box everyone who call in, this is some real stuff here. I don't come to waste my time, and I don't come to waste God's time. When it comes to releasing the word of God, I'm not here to play. I'm not looking to give nobody a word for you to leave the show and say, oh, I'm happy. I'm going to call back. I'm going to give you the word that God gives me to give to you. You have to want more for yourself. In order for you to want more for yourself, you got to first know who you are. Then you have to know who the God is that is inside you. I want everyone to have better for themselves. Just like when Jesus talked to the woman at the well. Get the concordance in your Bible and look it up and read it. She talking to Jesus as he was nobody, as she didn't have nobody in her life. Or put it this way, she had a man in her life. And Jesus said, amen, meaning that the letter A, she had more than one man. And see, I'm here giving prophecies under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I'm not going to give you a prophecy and tell you to hook up with Jack. And all Jack care about is having sexual intercourse with you. That's not the prophecy I'm giving here. Okay? Now, you want a man to love you and buy you fine bags? That's what you want. But your Heavenly Father wants greater things for you. That's okay. I'm stepping on some toes tonight. Because you should see the call box and drop. That's why a lot of people, when given free prophecies, the first thing people think, well, I'm going to call in and see what I can find out about so-and-so, so-and-so. That's okay. But I'm speaking the oracles of God, from God, the voice of God. So I want everyone to take these calls serious. Don't get an attitude with me if you don't hear what you want to hear. Get yourself together. And I speak that with a spirit of love. Area code 516, God bless you. How are you on this evening? 516? Area code 516? Hello? Area code 516? Hello? Area code 516? Last call for area code 516? Okay, I'll try that area code back. I'm going to open up the phone line real shortly to area code 832. And that, and this message is also for those that are listening via internet. That's why I don't open the chat room. When you release some prophecies, you're not chatting. You're speaking the voice of God. I want this show to be known for the spirit and for the presence of God being here. Not for you to call in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for freebies. Because what I do should benefit your life. God bless you, area code 832. How are you on this evening?
Fine, and you? I thank God it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and I thank God for all that he had done for me and the rest of our life and how he brought us through the day. Some of us having cold weather, some of us having rain and stuff, but we thank God whatever God said, we thank God for it. No matter what he said, we're going to complain anyway. So and I just thank God because every day that I come on here, I be listening to hear a word from God because I know you always bring the word. And I know you sincerely the word that you bring to us. And we should not be just gathering to hear what we want to hear, because, see, God don't always give us what we want to hear. There's some things God give us we don't want to hear. And I just thank God for you. That's in God's best part, and I love you, and you know that.
Well, God bless you, Eric Cohen 862. I know that you have been faithful, along with Eric Cohen 347, who calls into the show very periodically. And I thank God for your obedience as well. Was there anything I can bless you with coming from the Lord for you on this evening?
Yeah, if God had gave your word to bless me, yeah, I'm always in the blessing day, and I just thank God for you.
Amen, and I thank God for you too. I want to tell you this, what God is speaking. I want you to take a moment and look at all of the things that you have in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, whether it's your children, whether it's an old picture frame, I don't know, a credit card. Just try to remember all the things you have. And in fact, try to write down as many that you can remember. And then the next time you talk with someone, doesn't matter who they are, whatever they talk about, I want you to write down the things that they're talking about that they don't have. And at your own leisure time, if you're able to compare them, it doesn't have to be 10 things. You can write down 4 things. I want you to start to beginning to understand that a lot of things that God has already given you, I want you to be more grateful, because there's other people who don't have what you have. Okay?
Amen.
This could be apartment. Amen. This could be clothes. This could be anything. Because I heard you mention about, you know, it don't make no sense to complain, because complaining to God is a sin. So I want you to look at those things and to begin to be grateful for those things as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so thank God for you as well.
Okay.
I'm going to, God bless you, Eric Cole 862. I'm going to try Area Code 516 again. Area Code 516.
Yes, and thank God for you as well. Okay. I'm going to, God bless you, Area Code 862. I'm going to try Area Code 516 again.
Area Code 516. Yeah. Yeah, Area Code 516. I just want you to, I don't know if you have your phone on echo or whatever. I mean, not echo. You have your phone loud. I'll try to open up the line for you again, but if I get a lot of feedback, I'll just close back off the line.
You have your phone on echo or whatever. I mean, not echo. You have your phone loud. I'll try to open up the line for you again, but if I get a lot of...
Okay. Well, we have a little technical difficulty there. But I just want to say to everyone that joined me live, and even those that I wasn't able to speak to as well, in order for anything to work in your life, you have to first believe that it's going to happen. The second thing is you have to have the faith to work out what has been prophesied to you. And three, start building your relationship to the one that gives the word, and that's God himself. Now, that's a lot of powerful things there. Not only you have to pray on the word that is received, but you have to trust and have faith to the word you receive. And most of all, you have to believe the one who gives the word, and that's God himself through his Holy Spirit. So again, join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, the month of March, every Wednesday is going to be relationship
prophecy night, and I can open up a lot more because that's all I'm going to be talking about. My job is to train you to be greater than what God has made me. And if I can't do that for you, I can't help you. I don't know no other way to say it. Okay? I'm not going to waste my time training you for you to be just somewhere. If I'm going to train you, I'm going to train you that your life and your ministry will be greater than mine. That's my task. That's my calling that God has given me just only in reference to this prophecy night here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless all of you. God bless all the callers. God bless those that are listening live via internet. And God bless those that received this message and the archives. God bless you all.